Sorry I'm late again, Nathan. The recording session went a bit longer than I had hoped. Where were we? Right. I hope I'm not coming across like a whiner when I talk about my childhood, because I really am not trying to. It's not my father's fault that he got deployed, and it certainly isn't my brother's fault. Mom did the best she could.
No need to explain, Birch, really. I can tell just by the way you say things, what you really feel. So when your brother left for Spain, you were 10, you said?
Yes, I was basically left alone, and as is typical, I made up a friend. Why she was a panda, or even a she, I don't know. I named her Shiloh.
Why Shiloh?
I think because my tutor around that time was teaching me about the Civil War. Sometimes Shiloh's answers were so different from anything I had thought before, I wonder if I might have been slightly crazy.
Why crazy?
Well, because I treated her like a real person. I talked to her, I played with her, we did a lot together. And her responses, they often surprised me.
Such as?
Well, like the day I met her.
Hello, Birch.
Hi. How did you know my name?
Oh, I know a lot about you. I've been watching you for some time. I just thought you needed a friend.
Yeah, I do. There really isn't anyone here to play with.
Well, if it will help, I can play with you.
Okay. What's your name?
What do you think it is?
Shiloh?
Yes. Yes, I think that will work.
Yet you say she was imaginary.
Well, she had to be. She never told me her actual name. Shiloh was just what I called her because I had to call her something, and nobody else could see her. She always seemed to disappear whenever somebody else was there. In any case, she really did help a lot. Until the day she left me.
When was this?
Right after I got involved with my karate teacher, Roger.
Ah, how did you get involved?
Well, after Dan got deployed, my mom tried to get me involved in things. It was difficult, though. Because the public schools were too far away from the base, she had tutors come in to teach me.
Wait, you said tutors, plural?
Yes, most of them were either spouses of servicemen or other staff. None of them could stick around for very long, though, because of various reasons. I never had the same tutor for longer than a few months. Then the base allowed one of the servicemen there to begin giving karate lessons, primarily for other servicemen and their spouses. My mom didn't like the fact that I spent most of the day indoors talking to myself. She heard me talking to Shiloh a lot. So she thought a bit of physical activity would do me some good. This was about a year after Dan left.
Oh, so you stayed at the academy then?
Mom and Dad thought that was best. After moving around so often, with Dan now gone, they wanted me to have some type of consistency. The karate teacher was about the same age as Dan, 22, fully accredited. Mom asked if he could teach me as well. He hesitated at first, but then consented. Turns out I was really good at karate. Whether it was because I had the attention of someone, or I was simply naturally good at it, didn't matter. Within a few weeks, I had learned things that others took months to learn. He was even considering sending me to a tournament.
So, after you started karate, your imaginary friend left you?
Well, that's the strangest part. It's like she knew what was going to happen.
Birch, you and I need to talk about something.
Sure. About what?
You're about to put yourself into a situation that I really wish you wouldn't.
Put myself into? What do you mean?
I'm concerned with what you're about to do with your karate teacher, Birch. This really isn't a good idea.
It isn't, but Mom got me involved, and I'm doing really, really well. Sensei says I'm the best student he has.
While that may be true, Birch, you're about to step into something that isn't intended for someone your age.
Really? But I've heard of the other kids getting black belts and stuff. How is that not intended for someone like me?
That's not what I mean. It isn't your karate that has me concerned. If you go through with what you're about to do today, your whole life is going to change.
Well, isn't that what life is about? I mean, my life changed when my dad went overseas, and now my brother is gone. Those things changed my life a lot.
But if you do what you're about to do today, I can never see you again. And I won't be the only one you lose.
What? You're gonna leave me too? No. No, please. Don't go.
Whether I go or stay will depend entirely on your decision tonight, Birch.
What decision? I don't understand. I'm just going for a karate lesson just like I have before.
Listen to me, Birch. The decision you make tonight is not one you're supposed to have to make. It's one that an adult should be making. And if you're forced to make the decision, and make the wrong one, I will have to leave. It doesn't mean I don't care, but if you make that decision, it'll mean you don't need me anymore.
No, I do need you. I don't understand. What decision am I going to make? Please!
You wouldn't understand, even if I told you.
Birch, it's time for your karate lesson.
Okay, Mom. Just a moment.
I wanted to find out what it was Shiloh knew, but she had already disappeared again.
This was the karate teacher who molested you?
Yes, but honestly, I hate to call it molesting.
Why is that?
Because he never once did anything I didn't let him do. He cared. He gave me attention, something I was craving. He told me several times that if anything he did felt wrong, to stop him. And I didn't. I craved his love too much. It's not his fault I let him do it. It wasn't his fault I made the wrong decision. It was mine. Shiloh was right. I lost not only her, but my karate teacher as well.
How do you figure that?
If I had not gotten involved, maybe he would not have been arrested.
I think you go too far there, Birch. Remember, he was arrested for the possession of child porn, not for molesting you. No one ever found that out.
Yeah, you're right. But I can't help blaming myself. I mean, after we got involved, I didn't really care about karate. I went to the lessons, yes, but we never did any karate, so in that sense, I did lose my karate teacher. And after he was arrested and they found someone else to give the lessons, well, I was never good at it after that. Whenever I went, all I could think of was Roger and what we did. I think Mom noticed I wasn't as enthused about karate and got me piano lessons instead. I guess I ruined myself for karate.
Really, Birch? Aren't you delving back into that self-hatred we were working on earlier?
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I guess I still struggle with that.
No one can fight what's in their heart, Birch. You cared about Shiloh. You cared about your teacher. You still do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Then whose fault was it if not mine?
Birch, remember, your karate teacher could have stopped himself. He should have stopped himself. Instead, he put the burden of the decision on you, something you were ill-prepared to handle.
I guess that's true. So why don't I hate him?
We don't always hate the people that harm us. Often we let our emotions blind us to the actual good or harm someone is doing to us.
So you're saying I should hate him?
No, you shouldn't hate him. Hate is far too strong a word. A disappointment, perhaps, is the better way to say it. You put your trust in him, and he disappointed you by doing you wrong.
Yeah. Yes, that makes sense. He did disappoint me that he was looking at child porn. I thought I was the only one, and that he did it because he loved me, only to find out it wasn't just love. And as a result, I no longer cared about karate.
So you never saw your imaginary friend again?
Never. I wish I understood why.
Young child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. When children play, seems like you end up alone. Papa says he'd love to be with you if he had the time. So you turn to the only friend you can find there in your mind. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came and we'd play. Older man with fire, something said he understood. I wanted to fly. He made me feel like I could. Held his hand out and I let him take me, blind as a child. All I saw was the way that he made me smile. He made me smile. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came and you'd stay. Came the day that he was apprehended by the law of the land. He is gone and I know that you'll understand. I understand. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name.